This weekend, plenty of chances to get out and about across the Hunter and enjoy some nice food and one of our nice historical villages in Morpeth with the Morpeth Comes Alive Festival. Talking with us a little bit more about that this morning, local business owner Andrew Mason. Andrew, what can we expect when we make our way into Morpeth on Saturday afternoon?
Well, we've got the whole village opening for us on Saturday evening. There'll be 43 businesses, cafes and takeaways opening their doors. They're going to be spilling out on the streets with their own stalls. We've got additional stalls with kids' activities. We have street entertainments, lots to do for the kids.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the activities for the kiddies. There'll be some things happening at the fire station as well, Andrew.
We're very fortunate. The fire station is having an opening night, so the kids will be able to crawl all over the fire engine and have a look around the station. But for the kids, we've also got lots of things. We've got balloon artistry, we've got face painting. You can wander the streets, they can eat fairy floss and ice cream. We have music and movement experience for the kids. Lots to do for the whole family.
Andrew, you sold me at ice cream. I think that's one for the big kids as well, isn't it? Yeah, now, there was a smaller version of this a couple of weeks ago, and you had the town crier walking the streets as well. Is he going to be there this time around?
Oh, he certainly is. Long John is a staple for the town of Morpeth, and with his top hat, he's about twice as tall as I am, and I'm pretty tall.
I think I need one of those. No, that's good. There'll be a lot happening there. Now, some of the stores in particular, they're all going to be open there. Are we expecting a huge crowd on Saturday?
We certainly are hoping for that. I mean, weather permitting. At the moment, it looks like the night is just going to be right in terms of the temperature. There's some light rain forecast for early in the day, but later in the day it's going to be beautiful. And if that's the case, we should expect a big crowd.
Andrew, it will be a good afternoon. A lot of work has gone in behind the scenes on this one as well. So a good afternoon, and we'll see you there on Saturday night.
We look forward to seeing you there, Mark, and thanks for your support.
No problem at all. That's Andrew Mason talking with us about the Morpeth Comes Alive Festival. We'll see you there on Saturday evening. It's 9:27.